our goal is to have a very safe, secure, and enjoyable RNC. Our focus, obviously, is on the safety and the security of that event. And we have also the goal of being good stewards of the grant or federal tax dollar.
The grant is $50 million of federal funds Tampa received for RNC security. Castor said originally Tampa police wanted bids to purchase or lease camera systems from private companies, but there were no responses to lease cameras, only to buy them and pay for a service contract through the Republican National Convention. But the question of what happens to the cameras after the convention concerned Councilmember Mary Mulhern, the only one to vote against them.
I don't want, and I think there are going to be a lot of people in this city that do not want permanently cameras installed all over downtown and wherever else. We're also going to have the opportunity to move these cameras wherever we want, that we don't want permanent surveillance. And this is the kind of thing that is happening because of the march of technology and the lack of information prior to this kind of installation, the fear that has been engendered that we need to have this for our protection. These things get put in place and then we're stuck with it and there's nothing we can do about it.
Civil liberties advocates are concerned that the cameras could create a permanent surveillance society in Tampa. But that's not what the American Civil Liberties Union brought up in today's meeting. They're upset that the camera purchase item was added to the agenda yesterday. Former Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder is now with the ACLU of Florida.
And specifically, we're not here today to oppose the purchase of those cameras. And I want to make that abundantly clear. What we're asking you today to do is to abide by your own rules. Your own rules. Rule 7, which says that items that staff wants to bring to you must be brought to the clerk's office last Thursday by 2 p.m. And we all know that's an important rule to council to ensure that not only do you have plenty of opportunity to do your homework and to ask all the questions that need to be asked on a week-in and week-end basis, but also to ensure that the public has had plenty of opportunity to get involved in the process.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern asked Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor why council should consider the purchase because there wasn't enough time to review the contract.
I'm not clear on how this is so urgent that since you have been talking about it and working on it for a year, why you couldn't have given us 2 weeks' notice and put it on the agenda so that it would have the public would have known that the cameras, no one knew that the cameras were coming up. And I know, you know, you stopped by my office a couple days ago, so I knew a couple days ago. So I didn't have time to do the kind of research that I would like to have done before being asked to vote on it today.